Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to RMC Switchgears Limited's Analyst Day to discuss FY26 and the path ahead. So I'm Shankhini. I'm the Director of IR at Dickenson, the IR advisors to RMC, and it's my pleasure to have you here today on behalf of the RMC team. So joining us from the RMC team's management is Mr. Ankit Agarwal. He is the whole-time director and CEO of the company. To all our participants, please note that this conference is being recorded and that some statements in this call may be forward-looking, based on current expectations and subject to risks that could cause results to differ materially. The most recent investor presentation and press release can be found on the company website or the NSE. Perfect. So I'll now hand over to Ankit to kick off with some opening remarks. Let's start,
Thank you,
Ankit.
Shankhini. Thank you, Shankhini. And thanks, everyone, for joining in. So good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. We appreciate your interest in RMC and the opportunity to share our perspective on the business, our priorities, and the direction we are taking for the future. Today is not intended to be a quarterly result discussion. Rather, it is an opportunity to help investors and analysts better understand how we view RMC and how we intend to build long-term value. At its core, RMC is an electrical infrastructure company. Over the years, we have built capabilities across manufacturing, power infrastructure, execution, and utility-focused solutions. Our experience spans electrical enclosures, metering infrastructure, distribution systems, safety products, and EPC execution. As we look ahead, we see significant opportunities emerging from modernization of India's power distribution network. Utilities increasingly require solutions that improve safety, reduce losses, enhance monitoring, and improve operational efficiency. This is where we believe technology-led innovation will play an important role. FY26 was a year of both progress and learning. We delivered a consolidated revenue of 401.59 crores, representing a growth of 26.4% over the previous year. The growth was supported by continued execution across our infrastructure and EPC business. At the same time, profitability was lower than our expectations. Product development investments, project execution delays, and input cost pressure affected margins during the year. It is important to explain this in the right context. During quarter three, we continued to invest in the design and development of pulse paths, which is an important part of our technology-led future. This investment is being made to build capability for the next phase of the business, and strategically, we view this as an investment in the future differentiation which RMC can bring. Q3 was also affected by execution and procurement challenges. Extended rainfall delayed site-level activity, majorly in Maharashtra, and this shifted part of the execution cycle further into the second half. In the solar EPC business, China-linked supply chain disruption, safeguard duty-related cost movements, and higher-cost solar input cost affected earlier project assumptions. In certain cases, older orders had to be cancelled, reworked, or deferred because input prices had moved beyond the original cost structure. This also increased lead time, with some procurement cycles extended by nearly 2 months. Solar-linked inputs also saw meaningful cost increase during the year. Aluminum and silver, both of which are relevant to the solar module ecosystem, saw sharp price movements, which contributed to higher solar module cost and affected our margins. As a result, execution that was originally expected to progress earlier shifted into the final part of the year. A larger part of the execution effort moved into Q4. Particularly towards March. Even in March, the environment remained challenging, with sheet metal linked input disruptions and broader pressure across fuel, freight, logistics, and procurement lines, with the whole price index Inflation at 3.88% in March 26 and significant increase in crude petroleum, natural gas, fuel and power, and mineral oils around the year end period. Steel, copper, polymer, and plastic linked materials also moved sharply, adding pressure to procurement cost and margins across electrical sector and solar linked project execution. However, the second half of the year was also demonstrated the resilience of our business model. After a challenging third quarter, we returned to profitability in the fourth quarter through improved execution and tighter cost control and stronger project conversion. It is also very good to say that this year we had converted maximum sale off from the solar EPC. The company moved from a loss of 7.07 crores in Q3 to a net profit of 9.3 crores in Q4. This improvement was supported by better execution, improved material availability, project catch-up, stronger project mix, and tighter operating discipline. Therefore, we would request investors not to view Q3 as a standalone quarter. The right way to understand the second half is to look at H2 as a whole. Q3 reflected product development investment, delayed execution, procurement pressure, and cost absorption. Q4 reflected execution catch-up, improved material availability, stronger conversion, and better operating discipline. The lesson from FY26 are clear. Going forward, our focus will be on better project selection, stronger procurement discipline, improved execution oversight, working capital efficiency, and prudent capital allocation to increase our ROI year on year. Our objective is not growth at any cost. Rather, our objective is profitable, sustainable, and high quality growth. An important part of our future strategy is innovation-led differentiation. And I'm very much happy to share that we have already developed a product which is quite unique in its own segment, which is named as Pulse Box. It is one example of its own direction. It is an IoT-enabled distribution monitoring solution designed to improve grid safety, reduce electrical theft, lower technical loss, and provide better visibility into distribution infrastructure. The proof of concept has been completed. Pilot deployments have been undertaken and discussions with utilities are progressing through technical evaluation process. In at least one utility engagement, the discussion has moved from demonstration and testing towards formal specification and tender-oriented evaluation. While utility adoption cycle naturally takes time, we believe the underlying opportunity is significant and aligns well with the India's broader focus on strengthening power distribution infrastructure. Based on the assessment by management, India has an installed base of approximately 2.5 crore of distribution transformers. Utilities are likely to prioritize urban and critical infrastructure locations first. On that basis, the initial focus universe could be around 1.25 crore of urban transformers. Within this, management estimates that approximately 75 lakh transformers may represent a realistic addressable opportunity for Pulsebox type deployment in locations that require stronger monitoring, theft reduction, and safety intervention. This represents a potential addressable market opportunity for at least 50,000 plus crore for Indian market. This is not a guidance. It is an order book. It is not an order book. It is not a revenue forecast. It is a way to understand the size of the problem that Pulsebox is designed to address. Actual business conversion will depend on utility approvals, technical acceptance, tendering, pricing, procurement cycles, and our ability to execute. More importantly, Pulsebox represents our broader philosophy of developing practical solutions to real-world utility challenges. Looking ahead, we see RMC evolving into a diversified electrical infrastructure and technology company with three complementary strengths: our manufacturing excellence, infrastructure execution capabilities, and technology-led solution. only focused at utility main issues. Our priorities remain clear: improve execution quality, enhance profitability and capital efficiency, expand differentiated technology solution, strengthen long-term utility and infrastructure relationship. As a main board listed company, we are committed to transparent communication, disciplined execution, and responsible capital allocation. We will continue to communicate our progress through measurable milestones, operational performance, and timely disclosures. Thank you once again for your time, your interest, and your continued support. We now look forward to your questions.
Thanks, Ankit. So we'll now begin with the Q&A session. So a reminder to all participants, if you'd like to ask a question, please raise your hand to join the question queue. Quick reminder on how you can raise your hand. If you're on desktop or laptop, look at the reactions button at the bottom of your Zoom window, click on it, then select raise hand from the options. Your name should appear in the queue and I can call on you accordingly. If you're on mobile or tablet, tap on the more dot dot dots button at the bottom right of your screen, then select raise hand from the menu. Perfect. So we'll start with our first participant asking a question. Our first participant will be Gunit Singh. Hi, Gunit, you can unmute your line and go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Shankini, thank you for the opportunity. So I want to know what is the current unexecuted order book as on date, and what is the bid pipeline?
Okay, so the current unexecuted order book is around 850 crore plus, and the tender pipeline is around 1500 crore rupees plus.
Got it. So does the demand environment this year look similar to last year or better? I mean, what are your thoughts with regards to the demand environment? And generally, what kind of order inflow are we looking at in this financial year? And does this order book also include the electrical products or just the EPC?
So, sir, actually, this order book is comprehensive order book across all our business segments. And we are seeking that the demand of the electrical infrastructure modernization and transmission is going on a next level. You can read the government policies and announcements, the government of India has announced the transmission investment in transmission infrastructure of around 9 lakh crore rupees till 2032. That is because of the requirement generated by a huge solar power injection, where transmission line has become a really very big bottleneck. Secondly, the Indian government is going under a phase two of RDSS modernization, where Indian government is focusing on how we can digitalize the infrastructure of electricity in India. And that is where our pulse box sits a very different role. Third, the solar power is automatically, today only the Indian government has announced around a requirement of 102 gigawatt of floating solar power plant possibilities in India. So I think till 2047, the power is the only sector we are blessed with that will grow multifold in the next, I think, 15 years. So that is the market we are able to see that.
Got it. So how much of this order book do we think we can execute in FY27? What are the timelines? And in general, what do you think is the outlook for FY27 in terms of top line and bottom line?
So basically, generally, we can't suggest you about the revenue possibilities this year. But yes, I can just simply say that whatever order book we have, generally, electrical EPC takes 2 years time, solar takes 1 year time, and product takes 3 months time. So this is how the order book happens. But as we have seen the last 6 months of problems which were beyond our scope, I think we need to take some more buffer into the project execution to have a revenue realization. I think as I have said earlier, the last year was a learning year, And we have learned some lessons from that you need to increase the buffer because of some any issues which are not in your hand.
Got it. So can you give a breakdown of the order book by solar electrical products, like
I
for the
can
BPC?
send you, sir. Please email me this question because right now I don't have it. I will send you.
Got it.
Good.
And in the previous financial year, our trade receivables increased from 148 to 205 crores. And also our cash flow from operating activities have become negative. So can you help me understand, I mean, why have the payment terms, I mean,
Increased.
yeah, why have the payment terms increased, and also the aging of these trade receivables?
Sure, sir. Actually, as we have told you that maximum deliveries of goods were happened in the month of March because of the issues pertaining throughout the October itself when we are talking about H2. So maximum billing of supply of material happened in the month of March, and you never get money just after the supply. There is a point where you need to install and where you need to have a payment after supply also. So that payment and installation happened in the next financial year. So the aging wise, if you will see our debtors as at 31st March will not look like that. What average DSO looks like. Because our maximum sale happened in the last month of the year.
Got it. So, I mean, as on date, so how much of this 205 have we already recovered, and how much of the trade receivables are over 6 months out of this 205 CR?
If we remove the retention, I would say only 3 to 5% would be above 6 months. Exact numbers I can send you because I don't have right now, but majorly it would be 3 to 5% above 6 months. Retention, we leave retention out of it, and so this is how our aging looks like.
Got it. So for per project, how much is retention money, and do we get paid on milestone basis, or I mean, upon completion of the project, how much payments have we already realized?
So generally 10% is always a retention amount which is paid by the government only after the completion of the project. So now this 6 month, this H1 of FY27 will be that year where we'll be realizing most of our retention money.
Got it. So can we expect to be have positive cash flows in FY27? What is your outlook on that? And also, can you help me understand the other current asset items of 58 CR? What is that?
So this other current asset is the retention amount, which is basically tied up with the government projects. And yes, of course, we see a positive cash flow because as I told earlier that the last year is a learning year for us. And we have also, I spoke this, that now we will be focusing not by the revenue or top line, rather we'll be selecting the projects based on the bottom line and the cash flows. So definitely we look for a better and a more stronger balance sheet in FY27.
Thanks, Ankit, and thanks, Gunit, for your questions. You can raise your hand again to join the follow-up queue. If we have some more time for follow-ups, we'll definitely take your questions. We'll move on to the next participant, Kanishk Gupta. Hi, Kanishk, you can unmute your line and go ahead and ask your question.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, Kanishk, go
Yes,
ahead.
sir.
Sir, very good afternoon to you, sir. My question would be, can you provide a broad split of the revenue between B2B and B2G segment for FY26?
Do we have right now? Okay, it is there. No, B2G and B2B. I think no, we have a segment wise we have given the this. So I'll tell you in electrical products we have. You can just refer to our presentation where you will find a slide containing the segment wise revenue, and in segment wise revenue whatever we have built for solar EPC and electrical EPC is the government. And in electrical product, 50%, 30% would be government, and balance 70% is B2B. So I think if you will say in complete sense, then I think 10% of the revenue or 5% of the revenue is B2B, otherwise it is B2G.
And sir, what would be your ideal mix that you want to achieve internally?
Sir, we want to increase more of B2B and we want to reduce B2G. The only idea behind is if we can control the data days, so we want to do that. And that is where we are identifying new opportunities, markets, where we, with the same facilities, with the same experience and technical know-how, we can, how we can shift our thing to the retail market, or we can develop the B2B business more.
Sir, if you can provide some more light on the pathway, like in the next couple of years, what would the revenue mix ideally look like?
So actually, see revenue mix, the government will always be on a higher side because to be very frank, if you will always talk about the amount of business we can get, it is only from the government. You can't, or like, until and unless you are dealing in a consumer product. We are an industrial product company. So we can't expect a huge turnaround in the retail sector or in a B2B segment. But yes, as a road path, we are eyeing on some going on medium voltage and high voltage, but still it is, we are reading the feasibility. That is the part where we can sell this product to the solar power plant, solar generation plants, thermal plants, any other, because you know, sir, that panel is a very basic requirement. Even in data centers or EV chargers, everywhere the panel is required, and but of a medium voltage and high voltage. So we are just planning to do that so that we can increase our footprint on the B2B segment. Apart from that, we are also eyeing that how can we develop a retail segment market in which many companies are doing it. It is still unorganized way, so we are trying to organize it. We would like to follow a path where some MNCs are working on enclosures, but still I think we need to develop some more capabilities on that. We are doing that. That is nothing to related to any CapEx, but rather it is related to the human resource. So I think we are on it, and that is our plan to go, move ahead.
Sir, government still provides us with a good amount of revenue, but operating cash flow generation still remains weak and trade receivables continue to increase. So, what would be the key reasons behind the delayed collection of receivables, and by when can the shareholders expect their business to consistently convert its profit into sustainable operating cash flows?
Sir, I would say the last year was a one of its own kind. I will not say that it, because we are not dealing with the government only from the last year. We have been dealing with the government sector for the last 25 years. And this is for the first time we have seen so much of like negative cash flow or this type of data issue. And this is because, as I told earlier to Guneet ji, that it was because that all majority of the sales happened in the month of March because of the issues which I have spoken about. So I think that was a single one-time issue. However, answering your question is that we will be selecting the project based on the bottom line and cash flows in near future, and not to rush for the top line, rather than to have a strong point on cash flows. Point number two, we have seen that Q4 has given us good result in spite of bad Q3. So that means we have taken a very I would say a swift action on our delayed project execution. So we have seen that we have been executing our project much more wisely now. So we will try to more balance out more swiftly we will be executing our projects So as soon as we complete our project, we get our retention. So I think balancing these two points will help us in increasing our cash flows and profits.
Sir, what percentage of current receivables is overdue beyond the agreed credit period, and what concrete steps are being taken to improve collection and reduce the dependence of short-term borrowing?
So basically, to be very frank, the agreed payment terms are basically, the payment terms become due receivable only when the bill is accepted by the utility. And when it becomes the accepted by the utility, then I think 15 days time we get the money. There is no due date concept in government. The only problem in the government is the process until you make a bill and it processed and it is accepted by the utility. So there is no number of days or due date basically when you're dealing with government. Rather, how efficiently you get it done is the basic idea. But as I would say, you can't guarantee about the officers or you can't guarantee about the process. That is why the government has its own challenges working with the government. So everything is basically under, I would say we call it as a WIP, invoices under work in progress. So the invoices are in WIP until unless we get the money.
Thanks, Ankit. Thanks, Kanishk. You can keep your hand raised to join the follow-up queue. Our next participant asking a question is from the line of Ayush Jain. Hi, Ayush. You can unmute your line and go ahead and ask your questions.
Hi, Ankit. Congratulations for the wonderful year in terms of top line last year. In
Thank
your
you.
presentation, I was reading that you have mentioned that the company is venturing into a new avenue of water conservation treatment and management. So you could, if you could just highlight on the thought process behind venturing into this, and when will the revenue reflect in the financials, and what is the expected like business we are looking out of this avenue?
I think this was the last presentation. In this presentation, we have deleted this water because we are not going ahead with the water management now anymore because we are focusing on energy now. So I think if it is there, Shankini, please check it out. If I don't know because I purposely have removed that. So we are not
Okay.
doing that. That is why we have sold the IHSPL also. So,
We'll check that for you, Ankit, and get back to Ayush. I don't believe we have it, but I'll double check on that.
thank you.
Thanks,
Yeah.
Ayush. Perfect. So our next participant asking a question is from the line of Rakesh. Hi, Rakesh. You can unmute your line and go ahead and ask your question, please. Hi, Rakesh. You can go ahead and speak.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I remember in the last investors meeting, like you specifically mentioned that RMC is also focusing on the green energy initiatives in the state of Andhra Pradesh. So, like, are we expecting any progress in that line or anything that is happening?
Yeah, so actually we are awaiting some tenders which were supposed to happen in the I think in the month of December they were supposed to have some tenders in green corridor. They have made some green corridor, so we are still waiting for some tenders. They are delaying it. I don't know why, because I think the central approval is pending. So as soon as we get it, we will definitely be participating in that.
Okay. Yep, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rakesh. Our next participant asking a question will be from the line of Rama Raju. Hi, Rama. You can unmute your line and go ahead and ask your question. Hi, Rama. You can unmute your line. We're ready for your questions. We'll move on to the next participant while Rama gets set up. Our next participant asking a question will be from the line of Ravi Kumar. Hi, Ravi, you can unmute your mic and go ahead and ask your question. Hi, Ravi. Am I audible? Hi, Ravi. I think we can hear you. You can go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Ankit.
Yeah.
Sir, can you elaborate, what is the guidance for 2027? And also, roadmap for to achieve 5,000 crore enterprise company by 2030? These two questions was my request.
Yeah. Basically, the segments which we are working on is definitely towards the aspirational goal we have for 5,000 crores, which we had made earlier. And the idea of putting our legs into these four segments we are into, because the company which was doing a historical business, we will never be able to talk about 5,000. But since we are into now electrical EPC, solar EPC business, where we can have this huge marketplace for us, so that 5,000 becomes to achieve 5,000 becomes so easy for us. So that is our roadmap basically. And secondly, we are adopting ourselves in terms of modernizing the infrastructure, or we are adopting ourselves in to align ourselves to the national objectives. The idea behind it is because if we can fulfill the requirement of our nation, I think the road becomes much more easier. So as far as the guidance of FY27, I am not supposed to give guidance right now because we are sitting up very early this year. But yes, I can definitely tell you about the order book we have, which is unexecuted. I think it is around 850 plus crores. So we believe that we'll be doing better than the last year. That is for sure. Because we will be taking extra due care, which happened earlier in the last year unexpectedly, but now we will be taking some buffers out of that.
Sure.
So I believe, I think, yeah, that's it.
Sir, one last question on pulse box. Any confirm order do you received? And any like can you give more information regarding that?
Yes, so actually, I think I have already told you in my speech that in one utility we have advanced. In advance discussion of forming the specifications and tender document, that is a big win for us. And I'm very much happy to say that a POC which we had done in one state, within 7 days we gave them around 388 alarms, very critical alarms, out of which, sorry, minor and major alarms. There were two or three critical alarms because of which they have shifted the transformer, they have replaced the transformer before any bad could have happened, and that has increased our confidence. And in that utility only they have progressed towards the tender specification. As far as the total addressable market is concerned, as we have told in the speech, that there are almost 2.5 crore transformers in India, and we are targeting 75 lakh transformers based on urbanization and highly critical areas or high theft areas. So that is in terms of numbers. I would love to invite you to just see the Pulse Box website. We have created a dedicated website for it. A LinkedIn page. We are advertising Pulse Box regularly on YouTube, on Insta, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn, with all the features and what all fantastic things it can do. So I would love you to please see that, check it out, and definitely you will be happy to see the product we have developed.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Sir, any major competitor in Pulse Box for you, or are you the market leader in this space?
Sir, this is a gap we have identified, and right now we are the only one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. I believe RMC will do well in FY 2025.
Thanks thank for your you. Blessing, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Ravi, and thanks, Ankit. Next participant asking a question is from the line of Shreyans. Hi, Shreyans. You can unmute your line and go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
My question is, in the corporate presentation, we have noticed strategic collaboration being mentioned. So who is this partner and can you briefly describe this plan? As it's mentioned, already unveiled. So
actually, I won't be able to tell you much information about it due to our trade secret. Because as you can understand, when the technology is underway and anything, even if it is matured, we should be in our own interest, we should be keeping mum on that.
Okay. Can you, describe what it's about, what's the plan at least, if not the name? Because in the presentation, it's mentioned that it's already been unveiled. So,
if it is unveiled, then there is nothing to say about right now.
Well, that's what I was wondering. can you describe about the plan and such?
So basically, whatever we are doing it only for not technology-led innovations. We are following on the utility pain areas and we are working extensively on it. So that because the type of segments we have is which makes RMC a very unique company who can deliver any kind of end-to-end solution, which can be a technology-led or a technology-front solution. Because now we have a good experience in transmission, distribution, and solar as well. So I think this unique combination will not be seen. And the best part is whenever you are going to a utility and you can just solving a problem with a bouquet of services, then I think we would become a preferred supplier in that criteria. So that is our roadmap ahead.
Okay. Well, this is great. Also, my second question to you would be, it's unimaginable for the stock price to dip by more than 75% from top. So as described by you in the earlier calls, going by your word, will there be a 13x growth by 2030? With the current revenue standing at 400 crores?
Can you repeat it? I just understood that the stock price dip at 75% by
75%. Yeah. So, as described by you in earlier calls, going by word, will there be a 13x growth by 2030 with current revenue at 400 crores?
Sir, actually, we can only have a confidence level on the based on past. So in 4 years, I think we have gone from 40 to 410 times in last 4 years. So I think now again going 400 to 4000 would be much easier because as you grow, it becomes much easier. So I think there's some light issue. So please don't mind about me being in dark. So the only thing is we are talking about 10x, even if not 13x, we are talking about 10x. Even if we talk about in last 4 years, we have done it. So why I am saying it becomes much more easier to grow at this pace, because once you have 400 crores, then you can participate in much more bigger tenders. So while at 40, you cannot bid a 100 crore rupee tender, but while at 400, you can bid for a 700 crore rupee tender, something like that. So that is the reason I see, again, sir, you always have an aspiration, you always have a desire to do whatever the best you can do. And I think we are on it. Other than that, our investors and God, they will bless us, sir.
Yeah. Any comment from your side for the investors as it's dipped by more than 75%? It's unimaginable, but any, so that the investors get comforted, any comments from your side on that?
Sir, I can't say anything on that because to be very frank, We have nothing to do actually with the stock market, or sorry, the share prices. We are no one to decide anything, sir.
Thanks, Ankit. We have a written question come in that's quite interesting. So you mentioned in your opening remarks that RMC is going through a transition in identity to be understood more as an electrical infrastructure and electrical technology solutions company. And we're trying to problem solve a lot of, problems that utilities face. So can you give us more thought on why we're heading in this direction and what is our thought process behind this approach as a company?
So the thought process is currently, I would say that we would be considered as a EPC company in a red blood market, red ocean market, okay? Where the competition decides everything, where the price decides everything. But this is the foundation we have been creating now, and now we are focusing only on technology because what we have felt when we had done our first project of Maharashtra, that solving problem of a customer should be the ideal thing for a company to do. And that is where you can build a company, build an institution. So I think in today's world, when smart meters have been installed or getting installed, so that is for AT&C losses. So I think the technology which government is not able to carry on, we should focus on it. Grid has been modernized, substations have been modernized, smart meters have been installed. The only LT layer which we are focusing on is balance. So putting technology on it will help the utilities. Apart from that, I believe that offering a complete, consolidated, comprehensive solution to a utility will always be preferred because nobody wants a headache. So I think that is the way move forward for us.
And you mentioned how the pulse box is a proof point for this direction that we're taking. Can you tell us more about the technology differentiation that we have with the pulse box? If we're first movers in addressing this problem for utilities, I think that would be interesting to hear.
So basically the pulse box is a IoT device the main purpose of the pulse box is how they can save the transformers, how they can save the LT line in terms of power theft and power electrocution. So we have a conception of AT&C loss reduction by smart meters. But smart meters cannot directly solve this problem because the idea of putting smart meters is only that they do only energy auditing. They can't stop it. They can tell you that the energy is being lost, but they can't stop it. So my pulse box will be able to stop it, will be able to cut the current as soon as it detects. A smart meter will tell after 30 days. The pulse box will react on the same time and the real time. That is one part. And second part, any fault with which the human is killed or it has a fatal accident or there is a chance of transformer failure in a due course of time because if there is an overload current or an under voltage. So there is a resistance increase in the cable of the transformers, core of the transformers, then the temperature rise. And somehow we are also checking the power quality, harmonics and power factor. Because suppose there are some EV chargers in e-rickshaws are coming in during these days and they are putting the e-chargers on their home. So they can be of any quality. They generate a different level of harmonics. So with this, basically, it creates a bad quality of power fluctuation. We will be able to monitor that at DT level, and we will be able to take action on it. And obviously, we intend to create a preventive maintenance schedule for our utility rather than reactive. So I think this whole scenario becomes a very unique scenario where nobody is putting their mind, and we are proud that we have addressed this problem.
Our DNA, when it comes to our R&D capability here, is a real differentiator. Can you tell us more about how we're investing in R&D and what our capability is?
Yeah, I can just tell you very in a very shadow way because I can't be like in detail.
Sure.
So the idea is basically we have developed this technology through our domestic and international with people, and that is where sir has asked about the collaboration and also this is all are going and this is the outcome of that efforts what we have made. Still we are doing it, still we are focusing on it because there are n number of problems the utility is having right now at every level, generation, transmission, or distribution. Our people are working on it. And I'm sure the product will always be made in India, but the technology will always be from a Western country because they are the innovators, we are the producers. So I think with that way, we will be investing good amount in R&D. Because that is the future.
Thanks, Ankit. And if we just think about how the pulse box opportunity is, can you give us more color on what the total addressable market is like this and how we see that opportunity coming up in the near future?
Yeah, so basically, as I told you earlier, also that the total number of transformers in India is around 2.5 crores, out of which we consider that 50% to be a rural market and 50% to be the urban market. Out of which, then it becomes 1.25 crores, and you can just do 80-20, 80% are the high critical areas. So you take a general figure of 75 lakh transformers. And even if you do a unit economics with the current level of boxes which currently, so traditional boxes which the government is putting on, with the same level the market is around 50,000 plus crores. And if we can take, this is on the same amount which we are selling at the traditional box, so my pulse box would be of an additional of 15-20% higher, not more than that. And that is where we have created a value where the utility will not mind investing in that technology.
That's really interesting. I would say that we have a few more written questions that we can take, and if anyone has more follow-ups, we have about 5 minutes more to take some follow-up questions. So the follow-up on the pulse box is, apart from the pulse box, are we working on any other new product or technology?
Yeah, we are working on. The pulse box project is over, so my R&D team is working on a different project now. And I'm
Okay.
sorry I can't be more audible for that.
I think as we approach the milestone, all of us will be very excited to hear more. So thank you. And just we're getting a lot of positive comments from our participants. So just letting you know that, Ankit, they're saying that they're very happy with the level of detail in your answers. So we can take a few more follow-ups. I think Kanishk has a follow-up question. Hi, Kanishk, you can go ahead with your follow-up.
So hello once again, sir. Are we still confident of the 5,000 crore guidance by FY30, or would you like to make some updates to that?
Sir, I am very much confident about the aspiration I have, and I am on my track. So
So,
let's
sir, that
see
still
what
remains
happens.
intact?
Yes, sir, definitely it remains intact.
So, sir, why aren't we not seeing the Agarwal family gathering up and picking up the stock itself as it is down by more than 75%?
Definitely you will see in coming months, sir. You might see in coming months.
Great. Thanks, Kanishk, for the follow-ups. To all our participants, if you have any more questions, you can surely write to us at Dickinson, the email ID on the last page of the investor deck, and we'll make sure to get back to you. I'll now hand over to Ankit to proceed with closing remarks. I think Ankit, take it away and then we can wrap up.
Okay. So, thank you. Thank you everyone who joined us today and thank you for your thoughtful questions. Going forward, our priority is not growing at any cost. It is better growth. That means better projects, better execution, better working capital and discipline, and a stronger shift towards differentiated electrical technology solution. Pulsebox represents the kind of direction we want to build towards solution that addresses the real utility problems around theft reduction, safety, reliability, and technical loss reduction. The opportunity is meaningful and our communication will remain milestone-led. RMC should be understood as a solution company in the electrical infrastructure space built on manufacturing experience, utility relationships, project execution, and problem-solving capability. As we move forward, we will communicate with discipline and focus on building a company that performs consistently. Thank you once again for your time, your trust in RMC. We look forward to engaging with you as the business progresses. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ankit, and thanks to all our participants for sharing their afternoon with us. On behalf of RMC Switchgears Limited, we look forward to keeping you posted on our company's progress and having transparent milestone-led disclosure. So on that note, I think we can wrap up. If you have any more written questions or follow-ups, please feel free to get in touch with us. So thank you, Ankit, once again, and thanks, everybody, for joining. Cheers. Have a good evening.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Ankit. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye.